Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is Dukes and Bell. Abe is in for Carl today. Just going through my emails, and I came across hot Russian women want to meet you. So maybe my luck has changed today. We'll find out. I'm going to delete that. Hey, we got plenty to dive into. The new schedule is here, and here's what we got so far. And again, all stuff will be made official tonight, 8 o'clock from NFL Network. ESPN's got their own show as well. But week one versus Tampa, that's here at Mercedes-Benz. So we open with the Bucs. That's always been the measuring stick. Last year, we were better than them. We're in the driver's seat. And then Kirk Cousins happened, and the wheels fell off. Week eight, the Miami Dolphins are here at Mercedes-Benz. Week 10 is Indianapolis in Berlin. Yeah. Week 15 at Tampa. Abe, that's the Thursday night game, right? That's Thursday night?
That's what I've seen.
Okay. We're going by basically other websites and other Twitter accounts from other NFL teams. And then we mentioned week 17, the Rams are Monday Night Football. We know that we're going to see the Rams and the Bills on Monday Night Football, and that's going to be here at Mercedes-Benz. So Buffalo will be here. I hate to say this, but it's always a great opportunity if you want to recoup your personal seat license. I would not recommend it. I'd love to have as many Falcon fans in the building, but we know that Bills Mafia will certainly be in attendance, because anytime they can get anywhere where it's fun and generally warmer than Western New York, they'll be here. But Buffalo will be that Monday night. And then the other Sunday night game on the road, we don't have the dates just yet, for the Vikings and the 49ers.
All right, so you've got four nationally televised primetime games.
Plus a Thursday. Right.
Five if you count Thursday, and then Berlin is separate. It's its own window. So five nationally televised game for the Atlanta Falcons. They had, I think, four a year ago. So you're – what does that tell you? About a variety of things in regards to this team.
We weren't supposed to be on TV on the Sunday night. That was a flex game. That was not a scheduled game, because obviously it became big because of our playoff chances. And certainly when Michael Penix Jr. was getting the debut against Jaden Daniels, that became pretty good TV, and that was a hell of a game.
Right.
And it went to overtime. It was very entertaining. But, yeah, this shows you that, look, we've got pieces. Penix Jr. is going to be a brand. But I do think that the Falcons will be moving the needle. I think you look at a team that was 6-3, that had everything going its way, and then basically the wheels fell off. And then we're still technically alive late in the season. But it's just about Penix Jr., the defense. Nobody knows our story outside of Atlanta, how bad our defense has been. No one understands what's going on, the dynamic with Kirk Cousins. You know, everybody's bloviating. Why didn't they release Kirk Cousins? Well, we're holding out hopes, as much of a 1,000-to-1 shot, Abe, that it may be that somebody will come looking for a quarterback late in the summer, which, again, not likely, but try to get something for nothing.
My hope is, I'm not hoping someone gets hurt, but I think the best case in terms of moving Kirk eventually is someone gets hurt either in preseason or training camp or even within the first couple of weeks of the season. That's how I've always seen it playing out. This tells me two things, Mike. The fact that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be on national TV this many times. It tells me two things. One, that the schedule makers or the league office or whoever you feel makes these decisions does think that this is a team that's going to be contending.
Right, and that's the only reason why. I mean,
I got a second thing for you, too.
Go ahead.
I think it also showcases star power. I think you need two things to be on nationally televised that many times. And you're looking at Bijan as a star. I think you're looking at Drake as a star. You're looking at Jesse Bates as a star. And then there are the others. Penix, potentially. Jalen Walker, potentially. I think the league is high on the Falcons.
Right. And I do think that, you know, you mentioned Bijan. Part of the, you know, the allure of Bijan, he's one of the top fantasy producers. You know, I mean, I won my fantasy league. So that's part of it. I mean, I'm saying that's, you know, a big portion of the decision making. But to Abe's point, you've got some brands. And those brands do translate to a big money maker and a big interest maker for the league, and that's fantasy football. But Bijan and Drake, you know, Pitts, this is, you know, the X factor. Carl and I, we go round and round about this, you know, and how much do you say, if there's a pie chart, how much of it is Kyle Pitts' fault for effort? Or does he just simply lose interest when he's not going to him? How much is Zach Robinson? You know, that they just don't seem to have stuff designed for him. I've heard Randy McMichael talk about it on Andy Rande, that if you look at how the Rams offense works, Higby wasn't putting up big numbers, their tight end. And then you look at a guy like Pitts that we've got such high hopes for, supposed to be a unicorn, and then you've got in the routes and where the field and where the positioning on the offense is placed, you basically have Drake London in the space that maybe would be better suited for a Kyle Pitts. Or Kyle Pitts could certainly do the job, but Drake's in that spot.
Yeah, I wish it were as simple as it's one of those things. I think it's all of them.
Right.
I think to some extent it's all of them. And like, right, we just heard from Matthew Judon. He was like, I was used improperly. And that essentially for him was the entire reason that he's not with anyone right now and isn't getting more than whatever he's going to get. For Pitts, it's a little bit of that. I think he can probably say that he's not used properly. I think a lot of fans can sit here and say he's not giving the amount of effort that we need to see from him. I think you can also talk about 2 years with down play at quarterback, and that does include a good stretch of this past season. I'll tell you what, though. The offense is a completely different unit if we get rookie year Kyle Pitts to go with a now-developed Drake London.
Right.
A Bijan Robinson that they didn't have when Pitts was going off rookie year, a running game, and a quarterback that can get him the ball.
I think that Pitts, if you put him in some other teams, other offenses, I think Shanahan would find a way to get more out of Pitts. See, this is the great debate, you know, and it's funny because it's when we talk Falcons and Falcon fans out there, there's three kinds. There's guys like me that root for the helmet. I've got some players that I pull for. I mean, I got dudes that I certainly dig. I love Bijan, one of my favorite players. But I'm still more about the logo than the jersey name on the back when it comes to the Falcons. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, Pitts will be that dude. But you get these fanboys. I call them fanboys. You guys get upset. Oh, fanboy. Yeah, you guys, like, you get all upset. You get in your bag when we criticize an athlete. It's like, what is that about? I mean, we criticize everybody equally. If Cousins sucks, we get on Cousins. You know, if this guy, I mean, whoever's not doing the job, we're going to call him out. But some guys, you know, it's, and Braves fans are the same way sometimes. You get soft, and it just drives me nuts. So somehow, guys, never ever, there's like no personal responsibility or accountability when it comes to Pitts in the mind of some fans. And I just, as we said, I think there's enough blame to go around. I'm not putting it solely on his shoulders, but I think when you hear, and yeah, announcers, and that's another thing. I don't want to hear it from a radio host. You got to play at the highest level. Okay. Well, some of the guys at the highest level, Greg Olsen, who's a tight end, says he's not running the routes properly. Okay. He said that on national TV. And he watched the film in preparation for the game, unlike Tom Brady, and then was able to give you analysis over the position he played. You know, and then the Thursday night or the Sunday night game in Washington, in the pregame, you got Rodney Harrison calling him out, saying a guy this big can't play that soft. And then, coincidentally, he responds. And he gives you a great catch in the red zone. So he's just been tantalizing. It's been unfulfilling at times. Now, look, you can also make the argument he had a bunch of bums throwing him the football between Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins and Penix.
Right.
That's not his fault.
No, and that was the main argument before last season, right? But before we had Kirk Cousins here, the argument was the guys couldn't get him the ball. That argument went away, in my opinion, with Kirk Cousins. And we obviously understand the downturn in performance from Kirk starting at week 9, whatever. Pitts was in not anything special there. And so The frustrating thing, Mike, is the rookie year, isn't it? Like, it'd almost be better off if he never had a good year and we could have just told ourselves, we missed on this, he's nothing, and we need to move on. But there are these sparkles, right? That touchdown catch that you pointed out against the Commanders. Like, there are these moments, these plays where you're like, man, if this guy could just bring whatever he did on that play to 80% of the snaps, it's a totally right. different dude. And we just don't get that. But look, a lot of us had said he was too much of a focal point in the offense. That's kind of gone away, right? With Drake London, at least last year, and Bijan, that felt like it went away. It still feels, and like, Mike, call me a sucker, man, I still am waiting for like the ability for him to break out. It still feels like it's there. It still feels like this is the biggest opportunity to see it when you have to now respect what Drake London does in this league. Bijan, and he's just kind of there with Penix waiting to be unleashed. I'm still waiting.
Right. I love Drake's game. I mean, we saw the cool vibe that happened in the end of the season. Of course, we blew that game, so our defense was god-awful. But I think it's something, I don't know where you fall on this, Abe, but the fact that, you know, Julio and Matt just never, for my money, gave you enough red zone, no high point throws, no fades. It just never materialized like you thought, oh, that's going to be natural. That's going to be Marvin Harrison and Peyton.
Right.
And they had a ton of touchdowns together, don't get me wrong. But it just seemed like in the red zone, I always harp on it. The microcosm of Matt Ryan and Julio, granted he got mugged in the corner of the end zone against Philly in the divisional round in 17-18, but it just never happened. Well, you go back and look at that game against Carolina. You got Drake, he's jabbing, he's blabbing and going back-to-back with the defensive back. Kids back in the huddle. Hey, I can beat this guy. They go right back to the same play. That's like, oh. To me, Carl and I, we still gush over that because it's balls, it's execution, it's swagger, it's all everything we're looking for in the red zone that we haven't had for years.
Most importantly, and I think this is where it sometimes fell apart with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones that we're seeing from Drake London, is like, use your guy's biggest advantages. This is a guy in Drake London, he's already tall to begin with, but he's a basketball player, right? Mm. He's got hops, he's got leap. Use that. And I said this when Julio retired. Like, the one thing I said is, like, you're never going to have me complaining about throwing the ball his direction too much.
Right.
And you could sell me on the same thing at Drake London if you're in the end zone. And I know there's that group of fans who are like, no matter what, like, a fade's a terrible play to call.
Not when you have the athlete that can make the play.
Exactly. When you have the right guys.
Right.
It's a great play.
And we used to go round and round about, you know, just that. I mean, guys, Julio's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It doesn't matter that Mike Bell, the radio guy, complained he didn't have enough red zone touchdowns in Matt. I'm just saying. It's one of those things where it just left me wanting more. Hey, by the way, here's some consumer news you can use. I looked at this 7 ways to Sunday. Delta, I did see some of the prices. It looks like they came down. Are you one of those guys, Day-Day or Abe, whenever you click on a flight and you don't pull the trigger and you go back like an hour later and the price seemingly has jumped
up? Yeah, definitely.
Like the algorithm has clicked in. Like, damn it. But I looked and there's some, you know, basically Delta, Abe and I found there was stuff like $800 for the back of the plane. You know, you may be sandwiched between two dudes.
Yeah.
You know? Not my favorite way to fly.
If the seatback entertainment works, I'll be all right.
All right, man.
No long flight, though.
I don't know, man.
Is there still the hack? I remember back in the day, there used to be the hack where if you kind of waited till like midnight Tuesday night, Wednesday night, you would find cheaper flights. Is that still a hack?
I don't know if that's an urban legend / hack, because I know we used to live in Midtown, and one of the dudes who basically comes up with these computer programs, he's the guy that comes up with that price point to get you to upgrade to business class, you know, Delta Comfort, I should say. So I don't know. Maybe that's still worth trying. I don't know. My wife still swears by it. I was looking at kind of doing an a la carte, maybe flying Delta to Amsterdam and then jumping on a Lufthansa flight or SAS, Scandinavian Air. That was like there's a cheaper way to do it. I'm not trying to sound like freaking Clark Howard here. You know, I'm going to drive to Birmingham. Screw that noise. But anyway, it's just, if you are looking for some ways to maybe save a few bucks, that's not one of the worst ways to do it. Maybe get yourself to Amsterdam, man, and then you could have a Royale with cheese.
We were talking about another option off air yesterday. I don't want to just jump on air. Did you want to talk about the other option we discussed at dinner?
Was that taking the train?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Eurorail, for some reason in America, we've always had a thing against the train.
Yeah.
Or trains that go fast, and we can't seem to make one. You know, it becomes like $1 billion per mile to make a train that works in this, whether it's in the city or in the southeast. They can't get it done in California. But, I mean, you go to Europe. I mean, we were in Italy, and I rented the car, and I was like, why did I rent the freaking car, man? I'm watching the train. and it's blasting away. Trains work over there. It's amazing. It's crazy.
You mentioned
in France and Spain, they work. And so you could go to Paris, you know, or you could go and go to London if you want and take the tunnel, but you can find yourself on a train and you get there.
Yeah, you mentioned that at dinner last night. I'm like, that's actually a pretty good idea. It's definitely going to be cheaper than a second flight from wherever you're based out of. And they got to go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up there.
And by the way, Falcons, go to falcons.com. There is a waiting list. There's a list you can get on for the tickets. I'll probably just end up doing it through Ticketmaster. But if you want to try to get a ticket allotment, I was on this morning, Falcon fans. I mean, you can throw your hat in there and hopefully you get some. Hey, man, we'll come back. We got a little fourth and one for you as we'll be talking about what's going on in Cincinnati because their best defensive player spoke. And it just sounds like all the money is on the offense. Kind of reminds you of the Dolphins. They make a lot of sense. We'll get into that, get some of the other headlines, including, is Pickens going to work in Big D? Stay tuned. It's Abe and for Carl on Dukes and Bell.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.